What's up? You are now listening to Americanized, a storytelling podcast where you'll hear from eclectic first and second generation Americans share their stories and real life experiences as children of immigrants. Hey, it's your host, Roslyn. Thank you for tuning into another episode of Americanized. I am glad you're here. In this episode, I will be reflecting on my time as a student attending predominantly white institutions during Black History Month. Hooray! This Black History Month was a day longer because of the leap year, so that's good. That's an extra day of learning about Black history and celebrating Blackness. So that's actually pretty exciting. I know that when I was a little girl in elementary school, Black History Month wasn't always super celebratory for me, being that I was the only Black girl in my class for a while. So I will get into that. I grew up in a white suburb and attended all predominantly white institutions, PWIs, up through college, really. I never was in an educational setting that was predominantly students of color until I became an occupational therapist in a Boston charter school that is predominantly students of color, which I really enjoy and love. So when Black History Month came around and I was one of the few Black students in my classroom, the others were boys, it was just an awkward time for me. Learning about slavery and Black history back then, I would say in a negative light, not super celebratory, not learning about who invented what always. More so about, you know, the freedom fighters and the justice, but always starting with slavery, of course. And so that was just, I feel like, what people attached Black people to. When you first learn about those things, you learn about Black people in America, and the Black people that you see in America, you link it to slavery and segregation and civil rights. And I just remember learning about segregation and water fountains and bathrooms and imagining living in that world. This is when I was a little girl. But anytime we would jump into that topic or navigate anything surrounding segregation, civil rights, slavery, I could feel the students' eyes on me, like, you know, I don't even know what thoughts they would be having, but just looking at the few Black kids that were in the classroom, and maybe they were also imagining what it would be like for us. And I remember being so imaginative and imagining that the girls' bathroom was for, you know, one race, let's say the blacks or the colored. The other bathroom would be the whites, and just imagining how things would be separate but equal in those spaces. And going back to slavery, I always would feel uneasy about that. Obviously, I think we should all feel that way, naturally, hopefully, if you're human. Just feeling very uneasy about that, but more so because I was one of the only few Black students in my class. And feeling that this is my family's history, I have slaves in my family, actually even thought at one point that my parents were enslaved in America when they first came over. My sense of time is absolutely terrible, so I thought that they were slaves for whatever reason. Just kind of using what I learned and kind of generalizing it in the worst way. And this was even me applying it to when I learned about the KKK and remembering or learning about how they would burn down homes, churches, crosses, and I'm at school thinking, they're at my house right now, burning down my house. I need to get home. Why am I in school? Didn't make sense, but as a kid, having that kid brain, it made sense to me. But there wasn't a huge sense of urgency. Maybe I was just imagining it and not really believing that that was happening. So I would learn and try to relate to these things that I was learning in school and apply them to my own life. But interestingly enough, realizing that I only learned about Black history and all of these things through media, through books and movies, and through school. That's where I was taught the most. Definitely not in my home. My parents weren't educating us about those things, I would say, because that's not entirely their history. And even me thinking that my parents were slaves at one point in their life, I never asked them about it or even brought it up. I was just kind of like, this is a hush-hush topic. It's in my head. I'm not going to ask them about it. It might be embarrassing, but I would look at them like, dang, y'all, you guys were slaves. That must be like, how did you survive? And then I finally came to realize that totally was not the case and wouldn't make sense for it to be the case at all. I remember watching Roots as a kid with my mom and my siblings and my mom's friend and her kids. And talk about traumatizing. That movie will really ingrain images in your head because it was portrayed so strongly how slavery was. And I think I've only watched it that once, maybe once or twice with them, and I never went back because I'm like, no way, I cannot watch Roots and feel okay. Like, you can't, I feel like you can only watch it once. You know, I still can see scenes vividly, and it's terrible, but I think they did it that way so you could really feel what it was like without really being there, of course. So I watched that movie to really try to connect to Black history and slavery in America. And then I had this book, my mom's friend who put us on to Roots, or maybe she didn't put us on, but we watched it with her. She also put me on to the American Girl doll books, and I loved reading Addie, who was a girl from the Civil Rights era, and I would read her, it was like a chapter book, I would read it like every night, and I was hooked on it, and I absolutely just loved this representation in the American Girl dolls. This was back in like the early 2000s. So they were already diverse, but just, you know, reading this book of a girl who looked like me in the worst circumstance, but I don't know, those are things that, thinking back on my experiences with Black History and Black History Month, and being a student surrounded by white students, I did try to find ways to put myself in the mold, as I talked about in the last episode, put myself in a mold where I am a Black American, even though I'm not. I do have slaves in my family's ancestry. My parents were totally segregated in their schools. None of that was true, but being a Black person in that setting, trying to navigate identity as a kid, being first generation American, and learning about that, you just kind of feel like, okay, yes, that's my history, that's my life, that's my parents' history, they were totally slaves, I'm just here magically. But no, I finally came to the realization, and I don't know exactly when this was, and I hesitate to say it out loud because I'm like, is it true though? Is it really true that I don't have slaves in my family's history? There's not a history of enslaved people. My ancestors were not enslaved in America. Does that sound right? Being a first generation American, is that relatable? Is that a fact? Am I just making this up? I mean, the timeline matches up. I didn't have any family, at least like seriously that I know of, in America in the 1700s and 1800s. I can say that confidently. My ancestors may have been enslaved in Ivory Coast by Ivorians, Portuguese, the French, who knows, but they didn't actually come over on the slave ship. It's just me realizing that, though I tried so hard to make it my reality as a child, as an adult, I know that, or a teenager, I should say, I wasn't that old. As an older person, I know that that is likely not the case because I'm a first generation American. My parents are immigrants. They came over here by choice. So I came across this Pew Research Center article that reads, Not all Black Americans are sure whether their ancestors were enslaved, and some say their ancestors were not enslaved. So I'm curious to know if Black Americans in that statement includes immigrants or Africans. But let's keep reading. It says about one-third, 34%, say they're not sure if their ancestors were enslaved, while 8% say their ancestors were not enslaved. That would be me. I'm in that 8%. It also says that Black adults born in the United States, 55%, are much more likely to say their ancestors were enslaved completely or partially in the United States than Black immigrants, 21%. So that's interesting because it almost doesn't include the kin. It almost doesn't include first generation or second generation Americans who have parents who are immigrants. I believe that most of my family who are in the U.S. now are the first members of my family to ever immigrate to the U.S., if that makes sense. An interesting quote I came across, it says, "The overwhelming majority of Black Americans are, at the very least, 6 or 7 generations culturally removed from Africa." 6 or 7 generations? That is a lot. That's a lot of generations, because I feel like I'm only one generation removed because my parents are straight from there. But I cannot imagine being that culturally removed from Africa. And no wonder a lot of Black Americans are doing the search to find their roots and their ancestry, and where in Africa or the Caribbean does their family really come from. But having 6 or 7 generations in the U.S., that has to be wild. I can't imagine that. But yeah, those are some things to think about. Let me know if you can relate or not, or if there are more thoughts that you have on this topic. It's really interesting to me. And I'm just going to end this week's episode on that because it's Black History Month, and let me tell you, growing up being the only Black girl in my class, approaching Black History Month would never fail to make me a little bit anxious because I was like super overwhelmed with all the information and facts, and it's like, you're telling me about my history, and then coming to find out that that's not completely my history, but still something to be informed of and learn about. Thank you so much for listening. Hope to catch you in the next episode. Also, be sure to check out the links in the episode notes below to see how and where you can help.